Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
Joining us right now to talk about the very real and dangerous crisis at our border is Chad Wolf, former acting United States Secretary of Homeland Security. Chad, thanks for joining us. Good morning to you.
Well, good morning to you.
Well, where do we start? I mean, first of all, it took months, I think, for CBP to actually release their first quarter numbers about border encounters and border detentions, and it turned out to be, we thought it was bad. It was worse first quarter of the fiscal year here, which is what, October, November, December, than it was even all of last year under Biden, and it was already record-breaking under Biden.
Well, you're right. The first 3 years of the fiscal year, first 3 months of the fiscal year was worse than all of 2020 combined, all 12 months of fiscal year 2020. And so the numbers each and every month of the Biden administration continue to get worse or at least stay the same. And so you have a record number in calendar year of 21, over 2 million illegal apprehensions. And so what that tells you is at the border, they don't have a winning strategy. If you have a winning strategy, you don't see those types of numbers. And I think it's putting stress on the system. It's putting stress on Border Patrol, law enforcement agents. And I think you see that across the board.
Yeah, regarding that stress on Border Patrol, DHS Secretary Mayorkas recently went down to the border to meet with agents. And according to reporting, he was met with some pretty cold shoulders. The border agents were really upset with his handling of the situation and basically expressed that they had lost confidence in them. To me, that's not really surprising. What is your perspective on that, Chad?
No, we had heard that. We have heard that over the past, again, probably about nine to 10 months that Border Patrol, as well as ICE law enforcement agents, had lost confidence in leadership, including the secretary. But I think this trip and what's being reported is fairly significant. Most of that that we had been hearing was sort of behind the scenes. But when you have Border Patrol really aggressively questioning the secretary and then turning their backs on them, which is what is being reported, I think that's a significant development. And for the secretary, it's very difficult. Once you lose confidence of your law enforcement officers, you're unable to lead. You're unable to direct them. And that's very, very dangerous. And so he's going to have some decisions that he has to make.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Wolf, because coupled with that reporting that Amber's referencing out of town hall, Julio Rosas, but also we have the video Bill Malusian of Fox News has gotten that is almost entirely a young, single adult men being bused to a parking lot in Brownsville. They come off the bus in handcuffs. Then they're taken out of the handcuffs, put on taxis. The taxis go to the airport. They're allowed to use their arrest documents as ID to get on the planes, and then they're flown all around the country. You said that this is not a winning strategy. What if this is the strategy? They don't look like they're trying to stop people from crossing the border. They don't look like they're trying to act as a law enforcement agency and enforce federal laws. They look like they're trying to facilitate this behavior. Why should an American citizen not look at this and think, oh, they don't actually want to stop criminals from crossing our border?
Well, it's a good question. Unfortunately, I don't think I have a great answer for you, because as you said, I think they're more concerned about processing individuals once they do cross the border than actually stopping that illegal behavior, which is what they should, that should be their job. That should be the business that they're in. And so you see all these buses, everything that you just outlined is the consequence of that catch and release policy that they reinstituted almost 12 months ago now. And so the busing, the flights out of South Texas and along that border to different parts of the country, that's the result of an overwhelmingly broken system that has numbers. You know, just in December, we talked about at the beginning, I believe over 170,000 illegal apprehensions. It's astronomically high. And that's each and every month. It's around that number each and every month. And so there's nowhere to put them along that border. And so you have to move them out. You have to put them on flights, trains, and buses, and just release them into the interior. And I think that's what most American people are scratching their head and saying, there has got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way to secure that border, and this can't be it.
One of the few encouraging things that's happened over the past year in relation to the border is that courts demanded the Biden administration reinstitute the Remain in Mexico policy, which requires migrants to wait in Mexico as their cases are adjudicated, their asylum cases. Is the Biden administration taking advantage of that at all? Because it seems like that would be an easy way for them to say, like, hey, our hands are tied, you know, the court says we have to do it. So they can kind of stem the flow at least a little bit, but not face as much political consequences from the progressive left.
Well, the Remain in Mexico program is such an effective program that if it was instituted the right way and you know, comprehensively along that border, it would help solve a lot of their problems. But what we know and what we see and what's being reported is they're not doing that. Mm-hmm. They have said time and time again they don't believe in the program. They're currently before the Supreme Court asking the Supreme Court to eliminate the program. And so they don't believe in it, and so they're not really putting a lot of effort behind it. And you're seeing very, very low numbers of individuals enrolled in that program, and that's not going to work. It's not going to be a deterrent, and people aren't going to believe that they're going to be placed in that program when you only have a handful of people actually in the program. It's just it's basic common sense. And, again, the Biden administration and DHS, for whatever reason, don't seem to grasp that.
The man swore to enforce the laws. The whole reason of the executive branch of our government is to enforce the laws that are passed by the legislature. They're defying the laws. And I mean, I saw Congressman Dan Crenshaw say this could be an impeachable offense, Chad Wolf. I mean, this truly is damaging to the fabric of law and order in this country, not to mention the economic impact that we're seeing.
Well, sure. And I think people have got to remember, you know, Congress passes laws that DHS has to implement. And one of them, even when you go, if you go back 10, 15 years, says that DHS is required to get operational control of the border.
Yeah.
And what I would say that today, they don't have anything similar or close to that. And so they're defying Congress's direction,
right,
as well as statute that's passed. And
they're
so,
not even attempting. You know, not even.
But Dan Crenshaw, Congressman Crenshaw, and others who are saying that, you know, it's a dereliction of duty. They're not wrong. They're not wrong in what's going on.
What a difference 1 year makes. Chad Wolf used to be in charge of this sort of thing as the acting United States Secretary of Homeland Security. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Wolf. Always good to talk with you. Great stuff.
All right. Thanks.
It is 6:40.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.